after your situation ndo nilikuwa nafikiria na man I'm not so important anymore, no one cares about me. I tried to kill myself twice, nikashika kisu hivi kitaka kujidunga, nafikiria nah man, kwanza it's so painful man, maybe sasa nitafute njia nyingine. Try to get some other way, man. You know, nilikuwa nafikiria sasa nikijidunga sasa hivi hapa I'll start, you know, bleeding, skill chung ni.
Oh,
it's no cool fight kwa noma.
Wanaanza nicheke nijikusanye. What's up, beautiful people? Mambo vipi? Welcome back to Forgive and Love Podcast, Maze. I'm your host, Roger, and I want to say thank you, Maze, for keeping it here. Thank you for your support. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. Yani, thank you, kabisa, Maze. So I want to welcome you in once again into this particular episode. Hii Maze ni special. Special kwangu, special kwako, special kwetu, and we want to share this vibe with you. But wherever you are, Maze, before that we do anything, Maze, nataka tu follow hapo Maze kwa Spotify, every platform wenye unasikiza podcast hii, just follow me. And also catch me on my socials, Maze, Instagram at Roger, @ROJAA_Mwadime. Catch me on my socials, let's interact, let's connect. But hiyo tutaongelea baadaye. Leo sitaki kuwaeka sana. I want you to pull your seat. Tuko na seat yenye nimekuwekea hapa, karibu ukae. I'm letting you in into this story, into this vibe, into this conversation. I hope it gets to encourage you. I hope it gets to have every impact on you. And this is my long-term friend, Manze. Long-time friend, Manze. Kutoka long time,
you know, back then, Manze.
Buda, itakuwaje, Manze?
Like tushwari, Manze, inakuwa vipi?
Poa, Manze.
Yeah.
Karibu, long time,
sana. How you doing, man?
I'm fine. Mebamika kukuona leo.
Hata mime, I'm very happy, man, right now. So happy. I'm too happy, labda.
Ujamali, kaa. Tuko tunongea kimchezo. Kanambia, hey, Manze, ni aje Roja, tunafaa tu catch up. Manze, ile podcast yako, nafaa tuje tu record kitu. Na nini kajua? Umse, lazima akona content, lazima akona story. Na mi pia Maze, imekuwa long time since nisikize, ama since nijue vitu ndani kukuhusu ama nini,
yeah.
Since tuachane pale high school.
Absolutely.
So I'm also eager to get to know more about you.
That's right.
Au si?
Yeah.
Niambie, mafans wangu nataka wakujue, so ni introduce, ni wacha nikupatie tu pleasure to introduce.
Yeah, I appreciate that. So first of all, nataka kusema yani shukrani kunipatia, you know, kunisikiza, you know, allowing us to meet and doing this. I'm so happy for this moment right now. Mimi naitwa Elisent. Natoka kule Taita Hills, kule ndo nime grow up. Na you know, mimi hukuwa artist. I do hip hop music.
Amazing.
But generally napenda art too yani. And I also do other things out there, you know, just trying to make it and trying to, you know, do something for myself, man.
Yeah, jamaa amesema he's just an artist, eh? Unajua atakao wezi artist. At least unajua kitu about art ukiulizwa. But Maze, amazing. So yeah. Elisent, yes, jina la kisanii kabisa, hip hop kali Maze. So you released a ngoma the other day, like two days ago.
Like 2 days ago,
Maze.
Bad feeling. Yeah,
tell
man, your track
about it.
Your track ni amazing kwa sababu inakuja the right time, I think, you know. Hii moment yenye ina drop ama hii moment yenye, you know, imekuja ni wakati yenye, you know, I think my friends need to know what has been going on, kwa sababu nimekuwa sana kama 2 months sija release any kind of music, unaona. So bad feeling ni kitu yani ina come, you know, ku try ku update fans venye, you know, life imekuwa after the last project, unaona. So bad feeling tumefanya na msanii fulani hivi anaitwa Prince. He's very talented, man. He's from Voi. He also does, you know, hip hop music. So tuli vibe too, tukamua we cook something up, you know, for the culture.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, amazing.
Hiyo ngoma ni kali, nimesikia vibe yenye unaeka kwa hiyo sound and the feeling you'll have. in a sound kani bad feeling, lakini the feeling you'll have after usikia hizo lyrics and the rawness, una feel as an artist you appreciate whatever.
Absolutely.
People are putting into their work.
Yeah.
Let me ask, Manze, music ulianza kujua lini kwamba unaimba ama una rap? Interest ulianza kuitambua kutoka ukiwa wapi?
Basically mimi nilianza ku realize kwamba napenda muziki generally nikiwa high school, like form 1, form 2. Back then, 2011 I was in form 1. So hiyo time ndo nilianza ku, you know, kuanza kupata interest na music sana sana. Hip hop by 2013 nilikuwa tayari, yani nishajua kwamba that's the genre, unasema. That's the kind of music I want to, you know, vibe with mostly, so nikapenda hip hop genre. So say high school ndo nilianza kupenda muziki. Niliingia kwenye drama club. Hiyo shule haikuwa na drama club ama music or anything, but sisi tulikuwa pioneer.
Nakumbuka sana.
You remember? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think high school, naweza sema tu high school ndo nilijua kwamba I can do something and nilipata interest. Nilipomaliza, that's when I started to pursue music, kuanza kutafuta studios, kutafuta producers and all that.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Nakumbuka tukiwa high school, maana sisi tumekuwa high school moja. So niko nakumbuka uko na kaa pale. I guess sijui niko form 4 hiyo time yeah. Mimi. Nakumbuka uko na hiyo time ndo nikifikiria the last picture. Nakumbuka uko unaandika mistari book fulani ndefu yani. Unajaza mistari kwa unajua mimi nilikuwa naimba but nilikuwa sijaandika vina vingi hivi. Unajua sasa ama rapa wala wanatoa wapi content?
Nakumbuka pia, you know, kama unajua kama mimi unaweza kuta mwalimu wako pale kwa mfano, you know, anafanya mambo yake anafunza nini, you know, kama time fulani bwana, unajua like afternoons alafu apata kitu kama maths hivi
kwa pale KM
double rumula. You know, so you know, chill pale tu, I'm just vibing, kumbe naandika mistari pale, unapata nimejaza kibooklet pale badala ya notes.
Walai.
That's how it is, man. Nilianza kujua kuandika, nilikuwa naandika sana mafreestyle. Kumbuka nikisimama mbele ya darasa hivi. Like trying to talk to guys ku freestyle
nini.
Yeah, man.
That
was
the moment.
Hapo ndo nilikuwa nirealize, yani this is something I really love doing and I can do it.
Amazing.
That's I'm still pushing up to now, man.
Nice.
Yeah.
Your lyrics ziko very deep na ziko yani umezipanga ni sure. Na pia nimekuwa nikiobserve a lot of growth na dynamics zenye unaeka.
Absolutely.
na feel pale unaenda
sure.
Kuko nifa.
Thank you, man.
Because sasa nikisema vile nimekuona ukiandika mistari kwa book hivyo na nini sure. Na pale umefika na pale una produce nyimbo una put them out there.
Yeah.
We have the song ni one way ama
one way.
You release a song ambayo iko in a hit over 10,000
views. Yeah, I did that, man. Ilikuwa last year 2021. Ni release one way. Ilikuwa ni, you know, kitu yenye tuliplan na producer nilimit na yeye alikuwa anaitwa Babster, you know, in Nairobi, Star Records pale. Alikuwa ananiambia, you know, venye unakaa mtu dedicated, unakaa mtu unajua nini unafanya. So me I was like, yeah, for sure. Nilikuwa na tracks ziko natumia my instrumentals nini. So one day I was like, hey, but I'm doing this thing. I'm not trying to look back or anything. So, you know, just trying to think like an artist, like how can I put it out there in a way that hata mtu akisikiza anajua kabisa like one way anashanga one way. So, you know, it ended up, you know, being a song that people liked and what was it sana hiyo nyimbo. So it's my best actually, my best song. Project. And he may perform the best out there.
Nice.
So I say, you know, thanks, man. People listen. So lyricism iko maze. You know, we trying to write something real kukwa, you know, authentic. Na kujaribu ku, you know, put it in a way that my fans can relate to what I'm saying.
Amazing.
Absolutely.
Amazing.
Yeah, man.
Nice. So that's much about music and manze unajua mtu anaweza shangaa sema hey, mnaongelea 10k views hii ukishuka hapa kwa ground uta realize hizi views ni mingi
unajua
ukicompare na sijui Kendrick Lamar nini utaona effect utaona
kweli
ama ukicompare na kina Drake nini utafeel wasanii ni kina nani but unajua culture yetu ina focus na ukiona msia ametrend sana iko na million views ndio mnaanza kumfocusia eti msia anafanya nini but I believe these steps zenye tunapiga hapa polepole tukiendelea kuzi appreciate hizo ndo zinatufikisha pahali ambapo wale wengine wenye tuna admire ama we are looking up to pahali wako because wao pia walianza hapo
thinking like this is where it started unajua like this is the numbers nilikuwa nazo nilipoanza muziki like ulipoanza ngoma unapata ulikuwa na subscribers wa 3 ama 10 vile you drop a song unapata iko na 100 listens so you're like wait so hata kama hawa subscribe but people listen to my thing ushafaham so some people just need to be convinced enough that you can do something. They really see the dream. They really do. Oshona, wanaona dream kabisa. But you need to convince them more that I'm good at this. Ushaona. So kuanza kwa 100 views to 200 views to 500 views to 10,000, I think that's growth, man. I'm happy for myself, you know what I'm saying? I'm proud of myself. this growth, man, this growth.
Amazing, amazing. Yeah. Let's switch gears kiasi. Nataka ni juu, that's the space where yuko. Wewe uko. Yeah. Nataka nijue Elicent. Nani ni kitu gani kimekubuild? So let me talk about your wewe ni firstborn ama ni nini? How does your family look like? Your parents, the relationship. Tell me something about your family.
Mimi nilizaliwa in a family of four. Mm-hmm. Mimi ni third born. My brother, my elder brother ali passed on 2017, our first born though. So it's life, but asante. You know, so my two sisters. So mimi ni third born hapo. So in our family, you know, nilikuwa tu household fresh. I was raised, you know, in a happy family, I can say, kwa sababu most times it was all good vibes, yani my father, my mom, everyone is there, everyone was here, you know what I'm saying? Everyone was in, you know, a part of me, of how I grew up, ushona. So I think, you know, relationship in our family, I can put it in a way that uyeleo, yani, it was all, the relationship is good, it's healthy. It's healthy. Mm. It's a healthy relationship. Because my mom is close to my dad, and we were taught the same thing, to be, you know, close to our sisters. Mm. And I think you do kitu embrace her up to now. Amazing. Yeah, man.
Kuna role nini extended family inacheza kwa your family yako ya the five of you ama the six of you?
No, it's four of us. Am I you talking about the whole family? Yeah, yeah. Of course, yeah. Of course. Role, especially my father's side, role wanacheza is a huge one. Because I remember after high school, like kuna ile kusupport, ile family support system. My aunties from my father's side wanakuwa very kujaribu kufuatilia maisha yetu, yani since when I was little. So extended family, they really care. Kwa sababu hata sidhani kama kuna wakati labda nilikaa for a very long time without talking to my people. Ushaona, like extended, you know, like they really try to talk, and they communicate to us, trying to see what's going on. Squeezy, ufanya nini? Nakuona squeezy. Oh, squeezy. You doing music nowadays? I'm like, yeah, man, I'm trying to make something. Yeah, that's good. That's so, you know, it's all good, supportive. So I like it.
Nice.
Yeah, man.
Nice. I would like to nini tuongele kidogo about when you mention about the death of your brother.
Yeah.
And I remember such a time. I don't know how it hits you. I don't know how it hits you for someone mwenyeza kuwa nasikiza, and maybe ako kama mimi si dhani kama nishai experience a loss yenye iko that close, unajua, ya mtu eti bradangu, mamangu, nini, watu ambao washai fariki wangu, labda watu mbali kidogo, nyanya, mjomba yule ya kule. So how did you take it, and what was happening in your mind during that time?
During that time I was in Nairobi. Nilikuwa nishamaliza high school, so nilikuwa actually pia nimemaliza pia the course I was doing, nilikuwa pia nishamaliza. So me and my brother, we were close. I remember growing up, he was you know, tuko na gap ya almost 10 years. So I remember ile time niki grow up, nilikuwa mimi nafanya mambo yangu, alafu yeye alikuwa already ashakuwa, like ashajua mambo ile kukuwa na my friends nini, kuenda kucheza, like akona ame grow, mimi nilikuwa mdogo bado. So relationship yetu ilianza ku grow nikiwa high school. Unaona? So like after nilivomaliza, that's when we started like being closer and closer, getting closer. So I feel like alivo pass, that was the exact time ilikuwa like tumeanza ku bond. I feel like that. Up to today, I feel like that. That time, ilikuwa, I'm trying to get money and all. Na yeye tayari amekuwa into, you know, into world, his thing, like trying to make money too. So, ilikuwa sayi tunarelate na yeye more. Unaona? So, alivo pass away, ilikuwa, you know, I felt it. I really did. I felt like I lost someone mwenye tulikuwa tunaanza kubond pamoja. Like, yeah, exactly. Wow. That's the best way to put it. It's really painful. And the fact that, you know, I will never see him. I was like, nilivuambia, nilivupigia sima subui, my sister, my younger sister, ndoliniambia. You know, kwanza, mtu kama ye, dadangu we, anasema mambo tu, like, straightforward venye yako.
Yeah.
Like, someone is dead, like, straight to your face. Mm. So, I remember, I was just waking up, you know, na? So, that really hit me. Kwanza, nilihang up, kwanza, nikaka sim kando, and I thought about it for a second. And then I called her back, I was like, what do you say? Nah, for real. You know, it was really painful.
Mm.
Really painful.
Wow.
Yeah,
pole man there.
So I think
I don't know if someone gets over it or manini, I don't know how long it takes.
It takes
but,
a while. Yeah.
But yeah, so in case if I may ask, mtu amejipata, how do you think someone gets over it? Ama how, what does it take? Wewe ume embrace vipi mpaka sahi, maybe when you're living without him, ama
yeah
as in how did you move on?
Ilipotokea, it was a tragedy, of course. Mm-hmm, so it was confusing at first. So we had to do what we had to do, yeah, to lay him to rest and all that. Like after that, sasa, that's when you start realizing, oh, someone is really gone now. You know, kama ni mazishi pale, there's a lot of people supporting you,
yeah,
telling you it's gonna be fine. You know, you got this. But how watu wakishaenda, now you are alone, like in your house, or maybe you went back to work kwenye labda unakaa labda na watu wako, your girlfriend or something. That's when you start seeing ile sense ya watu kwamba hawako yani tena, ushaona, like the fact that you can't call them and all. So I think what was the question again? Come miss out though. How to get over it ni kutry ku exhaust zile moments na ku enjoy every moment yenye ulikuwa na yeye, ushaona. If there's any pain, ama any confusion relating to, you know, that person when you're meenda, I don't think the best thing is to ignore the feeling.
Mm-hmm.
You should embrace the feeling, like every moment, morning, every time, just mourn. Mm-hmm. Maliza too, like when it's gone, uta feel better, instead of just keeping things inside and act like everything is fine. So how I'm moving on is just to, you know, appreciate the moments we had with him when he was here. Na mi umon like for you know more than 3 years like straight.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I feel like it's God's plan anyway, so life has to move on.
Mm-hmm.
No. Yeah. So rest in peace to him wherever he is.
Wow. Amazing. On the same, does it change, ama does it influence how now vile umesema you cherish and embrace his moments zake,
yeah,
nini? Does it influence how you appreciate maybe friendships, how you appreciate people, saizi?
It does, 100%. You know why? Because ukipoteza mtu vile, alafu, imagine, there's a way that sometimes, let me just give you an example. You're just chilling, kwa nyumba, like, doing this, like, trying to chill and watch a movie or something. And then all of a sudden, something comes to you, like, what? Kwanza kuna mja matuko toongea nae, like, for a while, kwa simu. Nowadays, we don't talk. So you're like, you feel an urge to call them.
Mm-hmm.
And then you call them because they are alive.
Mm-hmm.
You talk to them. But sasa, ile time yule mtu hayuko. Now that moment becomes so crazy. When you want to talk to them, you realize they are not there. So what I do now is try to, whatever is, kama ni mtu yoyote mwenye tukona ye mahali, alafu ni mtu mwenye anamata kwangu, I just try to be, you know, to just cherish the moments. Kwa sababu, man, people go and you'll never talk to them again. Ushaona, you'll never see them again in your life. So you need to appreciate them while they're here. Usidharau mtu yoyote. Just try to create nice moments with people. This life, someone is here today, tomorrow they're not there. If you're with someone, just treat them, just be nice. Just be a nice human being and everything will be right, man.
Amazing.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Amazing. We, manze.
Okay,
I hope it's not getting that sad, Apple. Anyway, but this is quite something yenye manze tunafaa to appreciate, and I appreciate manze. Mi kwanza na feel challenge, unajua. Mi na feel challenge kwa sababu vile nimesema sijai experience any huge loss yenye ninasema eti nilikuwa na mtu afu sasa hii hayuko mwenye nilikuwa close naye ama nini. So hearing this from you and maybe it is preparing us, because at one point or another maybe someone will go who is close to us ama nini. So when I hear this from you, it prepares me psychologically, ama it challenges me to appreciate moments zenye niko nazo na watu wenye wako na vitu kama vile. So I hope we get to pick this and I hope we get to embrace it and run with it as far as we can na vitu kama hizo. I appreciate you opening up about that.
Thanks,
and manze.
So good. Asante sana, appreciate, man.
A moment of silence. Yeah, that is it, manze. Anyway, to some more interesting stuff.
Absolutely.
Kabisa, to some more interesting stuff, manze. To some more interesting stuff. Buddha. Wewe.
Kunaendaje huko nje, man? Have you been though?
Mimi nimekuwa fit. Unajua leo siku yako. Leo nataka niulize au uko na swali nataka kuniulize.
Nataka nikuulize tu like how's you know, I see you out there trying to do this thing, man. I'm happy for you.
Amazing. Thanks, man.
You know, so I'm proud, you know what I'm saying? We grew, it's like we grew up together, man. Sure. I feel like that.
Nataka niongelee hiyo part. Nataka niongelee hiyo part. Tulikuwa very close tukiwa high school. Very very close. Tulikuwa na kiskwadi.
Absolutely. Yeah, man. N squad bomb.
N squad. Tulikuwa tunasumbua pia madem sana.
Eh, madem pia tulikuwa tunafuata.
Especially Zabu akitu Gabu akitu akituongoza huo upande huo.
Yeah, man. Tulikuwa korofu kidogo.
But on the other hand, pia I guess tulikuwa tunachallengeana. Tulikuwa na hiyo friendship yenye tulikuwa hii wiki manze tuko hii weekend tuko kwa kina Elistent, tumeenda kutembea, ile wiki nyingine tumelala wewe tukipika machapati kule kijani kwetu.
Yeah, of course I remember, and your grandma, man, she's so cool. Hey, man, tulikuwa tunachulia tunaenda tunapika chapati kule, you know, we just talk like paka usiku wa manane, watu wanapiga story tu wanacheka, you know. It was real the moments we had in high school with, you know, the squad and all.
Amazing.
Sometimes, you know, I just nafikiria tu siku moja tutakuja rudi kule maskani, lakini naona na
inawezekana. Maybe inawezekana. Inawezekana. What nataka nisikie hii from your end.
Yeah.
What happened? Ama tulitake different courses, tulitake different paths kabisa. Yeah, sure. tulipomaliza high school tulijaribu ku keep up though.
Yeah, okay.
Nasema hey, let's meet up, let's tuka meet up. Kuna time tulimeet mtu hapa Copacabana, tulifanyaga ngoma, ulikuja record ile time, tukakunywa vinywaji pale.
Oh, yeah.
Ilikuwa ni club fulani pale.
Yeah, sure.
Vitu kama vile.
Yeah.
So how do you think hii nini, as in friendship, eh?
Yeah.
Easy friendship yenye tulikuwa nayo. What really happens ikifika time wase wana take different paths ama nini na nini, and maybe you can't catch up.
Uh-huh.
And nina nini. Uh-huh. How does that, as in, wewe unaiview aje hiyo story?
Me naona kama it's just a cause of life. Mm. Kwa sababu, you know, kila mtu akona different purpose. Mm. In life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like watu wengine they have, you know, they choose different parts than others. Wengine wanapitia vitu tofauti. So I just think like watu mnazamaliza shule pamoja, ndio. So to me it's more of like people are trying to, you know, live their life, and it's not like trying to impress others. Venye wajua high school ilikuwa pale, you don't know anything, you don't know much about life kwa sababu the fees are being paid by your parents. You understand? You unapata hela nini, unapewa na mzazi nini, you don't know how to get money on yourself until labda umalize. So I just think in a take, you know, different watu wana take different paths.
Mm-hmm.
Out there trying to get,
sure,
trying to focus on their life.
Mm-hmm.
But friendship is very important.
Mm-hmm.
So if people can just, you know, stick together.
Mm-hmm.
Na wakujua kamba hiyo friendship iko.
Mm.
That's the most important thing.
Amazing.
Yeah, man.
During a time to take different paths, sasa we everything was happening to everyone differently.
Sure.
Ama nini, at this point where ulimaliza kampo nini hapa katikati, 2019 2020 ish you became a father hapo katikati.
Yes I did and I'm proud, man.
Makofi bana, congratulations. Baba Ketarik.
Yeah, man, Baba Ketarik, Elicent aka Baba Ketarik.
Tell me about the nini, the whole season hiyo, na the journey ya kukua Buddha. Yeah. Na what was happening?
So I fell in love, man.
Yeah, man. Just... Gangster point, what now?
I fell in love, man.
Muhuni amependa.
You know, gangsters love too. Uh-huh. So, you know, I met someone, you know, Apo Ivo, 2018 Apo, you know, when I was still trying to finish school. And, you know, I guess, yeah, that's it. I fell in love. And then tukaanza kupush after a while, you know, we had a son. So 2019, everything like changed for me because I became a father, you know, like I have someone who, you know, I have like my offspring, you know.
Yeah.
Generation in a grow. I feel like that was a changing moment for me. Because since then, I just think differently. I don't think the same. Because whatever you must do, you must think like, nah, this for me and somebody else.
It doesn't end with me.
It doesn't end with me. So whatever I'm doing now, it's you know, it's for my son and you know, that's my king, right? That's my prince right there. You know, Shona. Whatever I'm doing is for him, actually. Shona. And mentality being a change. Because now you have to focus on trying to be, you know, alive and trying to be positive. Shona. Because there's someone out there who knows that, you know, you are there for him. So you don't mess that up. Shona. Yeah, man. It's a wonderful experience. I love it. Amazing. I love it, man.
Were you prepared, like, to have a kid at that time?
I'm gonna be honest, bro. When ilipofika ile time, yani, I wasn't expecting to get a kid that time. Ushaona.
But unafanya nini hiyo time?
I was nilikuwa ndo nimemaliza like nilikuwa college your time. So I was just trying to find out, you know, how I can make money out there. Nilikuwa bado sijapata pesa fresh venye nafaa, ushaona, ama kazi yenye ku stable and all that. So having a son, like, or a kid generally, like, haikuwa idea yangu at that time. But alivyokuja, ushaona, I was like, yeah, this is it. Sisi deny it, him, ushaona. So it's a blessing.
Alright.
Yeah.
How did you now that ulisema ulikuwa in a spot yenye maybe you had no a constant supply of income na vitu kama zile, do unaongea in a space yenye maybe what makes the difference between this young man ama huyu kijana mwenye amejipata kwa hii fix,
right?
Not to fix actually, juu hizi ni vitu zenye mulifanya au kurepio ama okay, mwanaume alirepio, mwanaume au kurepio auje kuambia eti niko na mtoto wako. Hizi ni vitu zenye tulifanya, you fell in love and do this and this.
Absolutely.
Even if you didn't fall in love, you slept with this girl and nina ni, it's there. So what makes the difference between mseye mwenye atasema ameruka mimba ama amekataa story, amekataa ku step up na ku take responsibility,
right?
Because they were not ready, we didn't have money, I didn't get my cash right, I didn't get my paper right, ama I don't know how I can take care of that, I don't know. So mseye anaamua, I don't have to do anything with this, I quit. What makes the difference sasa between huyu mwenyewe amesema I don't have this and this, but they are here, I need to step up?
I think the most important thing is commitment. A lot of people maybe they don't want to commit to, you know, having that kind of responsibility. I don't think kama ni kitu ya kusema I don't want this. I just think it's if you make that kind of decision, it means you are not serious, maybe. You know, right? Of which inaeleweka, but most times it's I just think it's lack of commitment, trying to avoid commitment, ushaona. But I don't think it's a good idea kwanza kusema like, nah man, this is not what I want right now, you know, we should get a divorce, terminate, right now, we should terminate this. You know, ushaona, like ikwe like a very big issue, lete bigger issues. Having a baby is a blessing, that's what I think, ushaona. Hata kama it won't be the same, like for me now, like in this scenario of mine, like my son is very important to me, ushaona. Every day I think about him. It doesn't, even if the relationship with the, you know, with the mother, it's not like how it's a, you know, it's expected to be, but it doesn't really change anything, ushaona. Kwasabu the kid is mine and it's my son. No, he's mine. Like it's my blood, ushaona. And I was ready to commit and to agree that I can, you know, be, yeah, of course, like, you know, I can be there for him, ushaona. Yeah.
apart from kukua prepared in terms of finances, what really is being prepared to be a father? How does it look like? How kama umeshikwa off guard, ni vitu gani, maybe ni book gani unafaa ukimbilie tu hivi faster, ama sijui nini, podcast gani unafaa usikize? What really do you need to put, because na feel ni mindset, kinda
mindset, of course. 100% mindset. Kwa sababu lazima in your brain you know that, you know, I need to change, like in, like how I'm, you need to sit down and think like, this is how I move. Ushaona? And so is this really right for me, you know, for my kid to see this is the way like life is? Unaona? Like you have to really change your mentality on a lot of things. Lazima ukwe mtu supportive, ukwe loving and caring. You know, you need to show your son or your daughter the way, the right way to do things. So being prepared financially is good. It's good, man. You need money to take care of it. Of course, 100%. 100% from the day atazaliwa, ushaona. But apart from that, you also need to be prepared psychologically that there's someone out there who is coming to depend on you. And they need to see that you are a good person and you show them the right thing. You lead them. You're like their leader, ushaona. Like they look up to you. Like if it's your son, and I'm like, how's my father handling this situation, ushaona? How's he talking to my mother when, you know, this and this happens, ushaona? Like they look up to you. So just being prepared to handle all that is a very important thing, ushaona. That's how it is, man. That's how it is. It's
beautiful. So you sound gems ziko hapa zina flow nini wisdom nini father niko kwa father studies hapa. So but I understand kwamba even with all this nini you've acquired right now,
right,
there's a point, a time where this nini ilikuwa affect like depression kind of a thing.
Yeah.
What was happening in your time, Luka? Feel kwamba maybe you can't handle it. Was it the stress, thoughts? Was it the mother stressing, ama was it the parents? Wazazi walichukuliaje? Both wako na wake. What was happening?
All right. So what I did was, after, you know, to realize kwamba my girlfriend was pregnant that time. So, and you know, sieti tulikuwa tumekutana, you know, kwa streets or anything. We were dating actually. So we were doing something serious. So we had to, you know, make sure that everyone who's, you know, responsible enough to know, like wamejua, like si wenyewe tulikuwa responsible. Ushaona? So what happened is, after you know, before my son was born. Sorry, before my son was born, I became like sick, like mentally. I had like a mental problem. Because ilikuwa tuna stress na nini za job nini, and the fact that I wasn't, you know, having, you know, the right resources to save me, you know, at the moment. Ilini affect sana because when he was born, I was supposed to be there for him that time and to make things right. But sikuwa was over at that time. But we thank God that, you know what I'm saying, the mother was, you know what I'm saying, my girlfriend was really good. She was working. So she took care of everything that time. So hiyo kitu ilinifanya mimi nikaona kwamba mimi I don't really, ilini affect kwa sababu yani I felt like I am not very important to him. Like I felt like I'm not delivering, ama like I'm not being there for him venye nafaa niwe. But on my side I was trying my best to be there for him, ushaona. So, and the life itself, and I was living in Nairobi, big city, you know what I'm saying, and all that, bills are supposed to be paid, I'm supposed like to pay my house, man, kwanza nyumba kwanza kwenye unaka, very important in Nairobi. So, you know, like I was going through a lot of that. So, hiyo issue yote tu ikani stress tu, I lost it, and I lost my job. I became like miserable, man, the whole year, man. I was like, yeah.
How does it look like, as in ukisema, I became miserable. Kieka maybe in words, what nini uko nafanya yenye ilikuwa inakaa yani umse maybe hata is not, can't hold a job ama nini, what was happening, like,
you know, the thing about having a mental problem, sitaita disability problem, or having the challenge, is because you cannot really think, you can't focus, you can't even do something, you can't make an important decision. Huwezi come up na any huwezi come up na idea yenye inaweza saidia. Wezi kachini ufanye interview ya job. You know, you're not thinking straight. Remember, like it's mental. You're not thinking straight. Like your head is not straight. Alafu ukiongeza the fact that you need to, you know, get money, you need to pay bills, and you need to take care of your son, kwa sababu your son is just born. Now that's to me now. All that, ushona. Hey, I was crazy. I lost a lot of friends and you know, co-workers wanafanya na wao because they thought I was not serious or they thought maybe I was on drugs. So all those zilichangia mimi kukua mtu miserable too, yani. I lost connections with people. I was, you know, I had, you know, my music thing was trying to pop that time. Nilikuwa na like my manager and all that. Everything fell apart because of, you know, that depression that I was having. Na sita sema kwamba ililetwa tu na, you know, na mtoto wangu kuzaliwa or anything. That's a very positive thing to me, ushaona? Very important. Even my girlfriend was like, nah man, you know, this I know life is tough right now, lakini the fact that you have a son right now, that should take, you know, should exactly, of which it did. It did uplift me. But as a man, if you're not making money, you know how it is, man. You know, as a man, you know, you feel like, yeah, man, I'm the one, I'm the real one. Come on, provide. If you're providing for your family, that's when you feel like you're, you know, exploring like your talents and all that, everything.
You're becoming a man.
That's the right word for it, man. So come on, you're not, you know, trying to be productive. As a man, you feel so lost. That's how I was feeling that time. That's how I was. I'm telling you, man, kuna relationships zingine, up to now, I'm trying to get them back. Because I lost them during that depression time. It's very hectic because most people don't really appreciate just being mentally, you know, stable and being able to, you know, do things every day, to think, you know, straight and do your thing. Mina kombia mental illness is a messed up thing, man. I went down for like a whole year plus. I'm not thinking straight. I'm not doing anything productive, you know. But I'm out of there, man. Now, so
glad, man.
Yeah, man. I'm doing something different right now. My mentality has changed. My son, now we were close with my son. Now everything really happened that time. It's like a memory. Hakuna kitu ili affect like my relationship with my son. We're still good out there, man. Amazing. We're still pushing. Amazing. That's how it is.
Amazing. Wow. Hey. Hey, manze, inabidi sijui ni sip maji, maana this is too much content. So moving on swiftly, manze, this is Forgiven Love podcast. Tuko kwa segment ambayo by the way inaitwa Love and Life Stories. These are stories of our lives, stories of our love stories. Love imetuaffect vipi? Elicent, nataka right, tuingie hapa kwa love kidogo, maana Muhuni alipenda at some point. gang.
Yeah, man, gang.
I'll see. Ni umezungumzia about relationship ya baby mama. Kuna time umepoint hata kama baby mama stories zetu ziko vizuri, lakini unajua mkidi nini na nini. Tell me something about your relationship with Bedusha, nishamuita baby mama. Ni baby mama. Is there anything which is still happening between you two? How are you handling parenting? Are you looking forward maybe to be officially married na vitu kama hizo? What's happening?
So you know, first of all, shout out to her, man. So
nani? Jina tu nani? My girlfriend ex.
Acha tu mite. Acha tu seme why. Acha tu bana kidogo, but you know, shout out to her. Nice. Whatever she is. Yeah, man. She's amazing. Kwa sababu she takes good care of my son, ushona. So our relationship right now at the moment, yani, we just trying to focus on him right now.
On the baby. Not you too.
On the baby, you know. We of course there's love. We still, you know, love each other usually, ushona. But you know, this point in ye labda, you know, ilifika ikawa ile yani, you know, cause you know, like I told you, like when my son was born, like a lot of things happened in my life. Ushaona zenye zili change vitu kidogo zika alter like how things are supposed to be. Ushaona, So, you know, hizo ni zile losses zenye nilitake from having that mental issue, Shona. So I don't blame any, you know, anyone for that, Shona. So right now it's all love, but we're thinking so much about the sun right now. We're thinking about Tariq, Shona. Hata tukimeet hivi tukiongea, most of our conversations about him, Shona. Because at the end of the day, lazima we have, you know, our lives ziendelee, Shona. So about us getting married, man, I don't know, man. Inshallah.
Okay, jina ni Tariq. Kijana naitwa Tariq. Before I come to that name, apo kwa mental health. I don't know. Before I digress from your point. How much do you take care of your mental health your mental health actually saizi than maybe huko unafanya hapo kitambo, and what do you really focus on, what are your priorities, how much can you advise someone maybe to be keen on their mental health, because hii month imepita, May ilikuwa ni mental health awareness month. Mental health nadhani ni kitu ambayo watu wamekuwa wakiignore for a long time, but long it's time. Something which really can affect someone. How do you say someone can take care of their mental health? Does it vary from one person to another?
It does, actually. You know, people have different, you know, capacity of their mental, you know, how you know, you can take things, how you can view, you know, issues. Watu wana different ways of handling, you know, kitu situation flani kitokea, wengine wana handle differently from how you handle it, ushaona. So mimi nilipopata, you know, that kind of situation, ilikuwa like I'm not trying to talk to anyone, just trying to live my life, like niko peke yangu, na I just wanna, you know, stay alone, ifanye tu yani vitu zangu, hata nisihusishe mtu yoyote, nisiambie mtu yote kwamba, you know, I'm going through this and that. And I've learned that, you know, hiyo ndo kitu ilikuwa ina affect the most, just trying to keep things to myself, trying not to say anything to anyone about my mental condition. So at the moment I feel like talking to people about how you're doing and trying to, you know, make them understand that you're not well and you get help from, you know, people like your, you know, like your family members, na watu wenye watakusaidia, very important thing. So that's at the moment that's what I'm doing now. I think hiyo ndio kitu ilinifanya sana nikapoteza traction ya vitu. I was keeping things on myself. Nilikuwa sipati advice ya mtu yoyote. I was blocking people, you know, out of my life because of the situation. But I figure that's not the right thing to do. You should talk to people, let people in. Ushaona? Explain to people venye, you know, just be open to, you know, your friends. Watakusaidia mentally. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ndio wanaume sisi wa Afrika, sisi tumelelewa mwanaume kaa ngumu, mambo ya kuongeongea, mambo ya mama, acha jamani.
No, I think that's very wrong, because mostly as men, hiyo ndio kitu inatu affect sana, just trying to keep things to ourselves, man. We're not opening up to people, trying to get help. Hiyo ndio kitu inatufanya mazee tunapotea huko nje. We're not talking to people. People are not talking about us, man. True or false, man? I'm being honest with you. People are not talking about mental health. Kwanza za wanaume manze. People are not saying anything. Hey, of course. Hey, boy child manze, unakufanga na stress zako hapo. People don't listen to you, nini. You need to make them know that something is wrong. Like people who you care about, na unajua wanakujali. They will talk to you, wanakuadvise, wanakuguide. Because I'm telling you this. Nilishikilia, I don't know, man. I'm just being honest with you. I tried to commit suicide twice in my life. Wow. I'm being real with you. There's no need for me to sugarcoat anything. Ushana. Me, I tried to kill myself twice. Nilikuwa tu kwa nyumba ile nimeka, I'm not talking to anybody, ushana. It's like 4-5 days, my phone hata haijaring. Like I felt like, man, I'm losing it. I've lost it. No one cares about me anymore, nini. But I feel like hiyo ilikuwa one of the, you know, remedies za kujifungia, ile kufungia watu nje. Because now people are trying to get in, but you're not calling anyone. Kwanza, you're not online. Kwanza, squeeze. Kwanza, kama huko online, people really don't really, you know, care au nini, kwa sababu watu wanaongea sana kwenye mtandao nini.
Unampost status ndio unamwona kwa live.
Yeah. Mm. So you know after hiyo remedy hiyo after hiyo situation ndo nilikuwa nafikiria na man I'm not so important anymore. Mm. No one cares about me. I tried to kill myself twice. Nikashika kisu hivi kataka kujidunga nafikiria na man. Kwanza it's so painful man. Maybe sana tafuta njia nyingine. Trying to get some other way, man. You know, niko nafikiria sana kijidunga sasa hivi hapa, I'll start, you know, bleeding, skill chung ni.
Oh,
no cool fighter kwa no man. You know, so yeah, I thank God because that
unajua tunacheka lakini mimi nilikuwa emotional hapa alafu nasikia mchizi ameanza ku smile anacheka eti nafikiria hii itakuwa painful. Inanifanya nikumbuke wakati maybe nyumbani unajua ile Kiafrika ile unajua mtoto akisema oh unaenda kujinyonga mnitaki nini nichasikia mamangu aliniambia sijui jamaa baba yake sijui alimwambia chukua kamba hii chukua ni kamba unataka chukua kamba hii acha nikakununulia kamba watu wanachukulia very
wanachukulia lightly tu ushaona but it's something serious.
What stopped you?
I think
twice you tried
the first time hojo mimi nilikuwa naishi kwa bed sitter that time nilikuwa vitu zangu zote nimezifinyilia kwa bed sitter cuz sina job and all that so I just started looking you know like around me and seeing like the progress hizo vitu zenye nime manage ku achieve kupata I had nothing like when I started you know like kujaribu kwenda Nairobi like nianza scratch ushaona so nikaona like everything I did nini alafu nitaiacha tu ikiwa hivyo and I also thought about my mom too like I was like no cuz she loves me like atalia sana mazee mimi nikifa leo and then the second time niliona watu wanaona mimi ni loser cuz I remember kuna story fulani ilikuwa inaendelea like in my neighborhood you know some guy I don't know ilikuwa like alijiua or something so people were like ah huyu alishindwa na maisha mzee akajiua akaepuka like you know mbona ulishindwa ukajiua ukajiua bure like akatoka akahepa mashida zake akaachia watu shida nini dunia ilimshinda I don't want to be that guy man I'm not a loser I was never born a loser ushaona so I don't want you know to be a loser I didn't want to be a loser that was actually up to now I think nikifikiria kwamba I almost did something like that I figure out I think najiona gatu mimi ni mtu labda nilikuwa labda sijielewi yani cuz it's something that's not right I should not be thinking about that but it doesn't still you know delete the fact that these things are out there
this was a feeling as in we don't this is where you were at that point
exactly, yeah.
this was a feeling yenye hatuwezi sugarcoat ama hatuwezi assume kwamba
yeah.
It really made you pushed you to this corner
absolutely.
In fact kwamba it's not like looking back and saying I was stupid that maybe you can say that but I was actually brave not to have done it.
Exactly. That's how I feel too. Shauna like I didn't really give in to that temptation of
which maybe many people face.
Absolutely.
I'm a winner, man.
I'm a winner. I came out of it. That's why I just present nowadays I present myself as a winner because I mean I have to. Ushaona ningekuwa siko saizi hapa watu wangekuwa walikuja wakalia nini wakala pilau pale people you know they everyone and I get back into the biz and all that
ushaona hivyo inaenda
nah man I'm happy nowadays cuz I overcame that
amazing.
So right now I got my head in the game amazing. I'm thinking straight you know Shauna and I'm happy right now man God is good
amazing
Shona
na ku encourage everyone to skia easy
yeah.
ju these are some of the conversation nimekuwa nikihave hata na the people in my circle
yeah.
of late wanaume especially mostly men
yeah.
because and one of the things zenye tuliongea na I strongly believe fast ni opening
yeah.
up opening up is something very important to both men and
absolutely.
women, both men and women
100%.
That is one of the reason why I have a podcast by the way do na feel wase wenye tunapatia platform wenye wako na voice they want to share something
of course
I believe 50% of what you're going through can be laid down if you share it if you speak it out
absolutely.
if you uko kwingine labda it might not heal 100%
yeah.
but it eases some load kidogo
of course
on the other end I believe na feel kwamba our generation say ama the most youth ama nini hatukuwa prepared maybe ku face a tough world, a challenges. So the moment we go out, something backfires, something doesn't work out ama nini, tunafeel life ilikuwa haifai kuwa hivi, una get? So tunafeel I'm backing out. I'm quitting. Because this is not how it should be.
Absolutely.
But I don't think that's how life is actually, because it is always going to be tough. But we need to toughen our skins, toughen our muscles.
Of course, we need to have tough skin. Because most people, they don't really think about the future and how, you know, it's going to be if you're going through trouble. That's how it, most times, most times, if your life is going great and you're thinking like, nah, this is how life should be now. Hapo hivyo ndo unafikiria future. When you have everything, you know, in line, like you're getting money, nini, that's when you think about the future. But when you're going through trouble, you don't think ahead. Most times, actually, you think about ending your life right there. Because you think it's going to last and all. People have to talk out there. People need to speak. Because watu wengine walikuwa in a crazier situation than you, and they still came out nice. And now they're positive. You know, they're spreading the word, man. And the word is, we need to be winners.
Kabisa.
That's the word.
Because actually, when you talk about the word, now let's get to the word.
Yeah.
Because I believe God really helps us in many ways.
Absolutely.
In many ways. Because when I study other scriptures, I'm a Bible. Kuna pali hata Jesus mwenyewe, mkuu mwenyewe.
Mkuu.
Mkuu.
Shout out to Jesus, man.
Mkuu mwenyewe akiwa anaenda kukua crucified. Ndomana nasema most of our African men ama most of us young generation yenye nini atujakuwa prepared to face challenges za dunia, atukua unajua tumekuwa maybe pampered, especially generation yetu nini mmeambiwa hii maisha unajua kula luku kama if that money can't buy you a bag of cement, eat that money, unajua. Chafua sherehe nini, pombe, leta. So tunajua hiyo party ya sherehe na tunafikiria hiyo ndo life yenye inafaa kukua, but really kwa ground vitu zinakuwa tough. And one of the things na feel hata Jesus mwenye alikuwa anajua, mwenye aliendua whatever the cross ama nini, utakuta anashinda kiongelea, but there is a time yenye itafika, this and this will happen to me. So psychologically ako prepared kwamba ikifika hii time watu wakianza kuniflog, watu wakianza kunicrucify, I'll be able to get through it because I'm already here to catch a surprise. Forget.
Yeah.
Ikirushwa, I'll be able to take it because hata wale wasa napiga boxing. Unajuanga place unafaa kuavoid ni kuhit kichwa. So tukiingia boxing, unajua, uwezi pigwa knockout juu. So I think wasa wanafaa wajue kwamba in life there'll be trouble. And that is also one of the things in Jesus anambia disciples. In this world you'll have trouble, but do not be discouraged because I've overcome the world. So anawaambia bethe msifikini mkini join eti vitu zinakuwa fit.
I think, you know, that's a very good narrative because at the end of the day, even your kids, you need to tell them
bethe kutakuwa kugumu.
Kutakuwa usiwaonyeshe like this is it, man, like your life is going to be fine, nini, unawekia like platform kama fulani hivi ya maisha yao venye itakuwa poa nini, onyeshe struggle. Wambie, no, this exists actually, you can go from 0 to 100 and you can stumble to 50,
kabisa,
na urudi tena 20, nini, ushona, and you still have to pick it up.
Pick yourself up.
Sometimes, ikiendelea, you need to be dramatic, bro. Mm-hmm. Even, atakama, if that's what it takes, you need to be dramatic to your kids, bro. Wanyime, kabisa, atakama ziko. Wanyime, wambia leo, hatuna leo. Hatuna, kabisa, you know, just show them some struggle.
Quirly.
You know, instead of pampering people, and watakuwa affected na struggle in future. Because, mtu akifika 18 years, this is Africa, bro, you need to get out of my house. I'm, like, you can't, like, you know, most fathers. Of course, ifika, like, that's how it was to me. Nivomaliza, like, my dad was like, now you've grown. Ushana, you need to, you know, try to get some for yourself.
Hata kama utafeel tu.
Kwa sababu utakuwa cut off. Like, watu wengi unakuwa cut off. That's how it is. It's Africa, man.
Amazing. Wow. I'm loving these conversations.
I do too, man.
I love this conversation because they keep us and they help us think they help us kujiprepare psychologically and all that and all that. Let's come back to Tariq.
Absolutely.
Tariq.
Yeah, man.
Ako, how old Tariq?
My son is 3 years old. Mm-hmm. And I endelea to, you know, I turn 3 in January.
Ah.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, you know, he's doing well, man.
Congratulations.
Asante, bro.
Amazing.
Asante.
Mbona Tariq, hii jina ina sound ki Islam. Unajua si kujui wewe kama ulikuwa shehe, bro. Unajua masharubu masharubu lakini nakubali. Tariq ina sound ni jina ya Islam. Why did you choose that name?
Because I named him from my brother. My brother's name was Eric.
Eric.
Yes.
Okay.
And you know, my girlfriend, you know, was, you know what I'm saying, she's Muslim. Now I grew up into that kind of, you know, culture and a family na nini. Mm. And you know, after my son was born, nilikuwa before he was born, nilikuwa nishasema like kama nita have mtoto like akuwe mwanamume nitamuita jina la bradangu. So we thought about it na tukawa decide to tumuite Tariq kwa sababu is I don't know, I just like the name pia. It's good. It's good. Yeah, I like it too. It's
so good. Yeah, nice. So your girlfriend is a Muslim? No, as in, so you chose Tariq Muslim ish.
Yeah.
Wewe uko upande gani? Tumetoka kuongelea God is good. So Buddha. We are not trying to be religious ama to be drawn with religious nini lines ama nini. Lakini jina lako la Kiislamu ni nani? Ama kama uko na la Kikristo basi tujue vipi?
Oh my God. Okay.
Unasimama wapi?
All right. Okay. Excuse us. I actually convey like how it is out there.
Uh-huh.
Since when I was young, mimi nakumbuka tani kipigwa makofi pale na mamangu niende Sunday school.
Uh-huh.
Ushona? Nikaenda primary, tulikuwa tuenda kanisani na wenzangu. High school, you remember, right? Tulikuwa tunaenda. Ilikuwa SK, right? Exactly. After that, I still nilikuwa bado naenda kanisani even before I met her, ushaona? So mimi nimelelewa in a Christian family. Nikakutana na mtu mwenye amelelewa in a Muslim family. Tukapendana tu and we were like, it's all respect, ushaona? It's all respect. Kila mtu abaki in their own you know, religion and all that. And there is love out there, ushaona? So ikawa yani haikai kama kizuizi cha kufanya sisi tusiwe pamoja, ushaona? So mimi siwezi kaa chini niseme labda I'm gonna give myself a Muslim name or anything. Me, my Christian name is Elisha.
Ah,
that's where Elisent comes from.
Okay,
ushaona? So I'm a Christian, I'm a born Christian, and I'm always be a Christian because I love Jesus and I love God too. So sina jina like Islam, man. Yeah, man. I don't know. I just think maybe nime answer swali lako venye ulikuwa uliza. Are you satisfied with it?
Hautaniweka kwa hii pressure bana. Hautaniweka kwa hii nikulege, eh? Unataka ku unveil? Tuka unyo kuanza ku explain tangu nikiwa mdogo nilikuwa naenda kanisani. So na ngoja leo. Lakini nilikuwa nikihepa niende madrasa.
I know.
So mimi kwa Muislamu chini ya maji lakini.
No, man, me I love God, man. I love God.
Shout out to Jesus mkuu.
Shout out to Jesus one time. And my son's name ni Tariq kwa sababu mimi nilikuwa nataka, you know, let me tell you something. The mother of my son amekuwa into that religion for a long time, shona. Na amezaliwa labda kule na familia yake nini. I respect the I have no problem. I have no issues. It's something that we had agreed on. Kumuita mtoto Tariq. Ushaona? Yeah, that's how it is. When he turns 18, he's going to do what he wants.
Nice. And the fact kwamba to me new may incorporate your bro.
Absolutely.
It's not absolutely.
It's not. Yeah, sure.
Muslim inspired.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
But Muslims, I have a friend, manze Muslim, nilikuwa naishi naye campus. Shout out to Suleiman Boso. Ujamaa nilikuwa naishi naye. A very, very, very nice person. Mimi napenda sana. I guess when tukifika place yenye, we are not divided in terms of religion ama nini. Everyone, manze, before God, ako God and view kama mtu wake, you get. So we might have different beliefs and all that, but the love ni between me na wewe, si between, it's not because you are a Muslim ama nini, it's because you are a human being. You're a human being and this is what we need to be doing.
Absolutely.
I'm glad manze ume come up. I'm glad manze, this is nice.
I like this.
I like to do this more and more times tukipatana.
Absolutely.
Nipatie tu shout out zako za mwisho tukifunga.
Hey man, the whole gang, you know, shout out to H&G boys, man, Hill Nation gang since, you know, way back. You know, niko na watu kwenye hill kule wanangangana. You know, so shout out to them, shout out to Revel Movies pale MTT, shout out to Liverson, mahomi wangu pale N Squad Gabu. And shout out to, you know, my producer, you know, B Records, everybody, man. We out there, we doing this for life, gang.
Amazing. Shout out to Basil Benzema. Shout out to Adawote. Thank you guys for keeping here. And let's see you in the next episode. Peace.